Jersey City mayor says kosher market was targeted in deadly rampage. Here's everything to know by Terra Law. A four-hour-long rampage in Jersey City Tuesday left four people dead, including a police officer, in a possible anti-Semitic attack that shocked a nation increasingly numbed by gun violence. The shooters, who also died, appear to have targeted a kosher market owned by a Jewish couple, officials say. At least two of the people killed were Jewish, including one of the owners of the market. Details about the attack are still emerging, but here's what we know so far about the Jersey City shooting. What happened during the attack? The gunmen initially opened fire at a local cemetery where they shot and killed veteran Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals, New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Gruhl told reporters Wednesday. The suspects then drove a stolen U-Haul 1 mile and parked it outside J.C. Kosher Supermarket. One of the gunmen, David N. Anderson, approached the store carrying a rifle and began shooting at the store almost immediately, and the other suspect, Francine Graham, soon followed, Gruhl said. Three civilians were killed at the store. An additional victim is recovering after being shot. A suspected incendiary device was later found inside the van and removed from the scene, Jersey City Police Chief Kelly told reporters Tuesday. Gruhl said a pipe bomb was also recovered. Kelly said the shootout between police and the suspects lasted about 4 hours and that police exchanged hundreds of rounds of gunshots with the suspects. Authorities said they ultimately found five bodies inside the store, three civilians and two gunmen. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillips said on Twitter Wednesday he didn't want anyone to jump to conclusions about the suspects, but that he had learned enough to know this could have been far worse. What we know about the victims? In addition to Detective Seals, Mindy Ferenz, 32, Michael Douglas, 49, and Moshe Deutsch, 24, were killed. Ferenz and Deutsch were both Jewish, according to Rabbi David Niederman, the president and executive director of the United Jewish Organizations of Williamsburg and Northern Brooklyn. Niederman said Ferenz owned the market with her husband and had moved to Jersey City because it was more affordable than New York City. She was a lady full of love for others, and unfortunately her life was cut so short, he said. Douglas was an employee of the supermarket, Niederman said. Niederman also said that Deutsch was an active member of the United Jewish Organizations of Williamsburg and Northern Brooklyn. Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals, a husband and father of five, also died in the gunfight, officials confirmed Tuesday. Seals was a veteran of the police force and was a member of the department's ceasefire unit, which is dedicated to stopping gun violence, Kelly said Tuesday. He was our leading police officer in removing guns from the street, Kelly said. Dozens and dozens of guns he removed from the street. We believe he was killed while trying to interdict with the bad guys. Mayor Furlop said that he and Kelly had visited with Seals' family. We cried with the family. It's one of the hardest things you have to see in your entire life, he said. Suspicions of an anti-Semitic attack. Surveillance footage from the scene shows that the two suspects targeted the kosher market, Jersey City Mayor Furlop said on Twitter Wednesday. Niederman spoke about the tragedy during a press conference with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on Wednesday. Breaking into tears, Niederman said he was especially concerned about the impact on the young children at a yeshiva that stands next to the market. Unfortunately, we see now we are not safe in the New York metropolitan area, Niederman said. De Blasio said there will be a large and consistent police presence protecting the Jewish community throughout New York City in the coming days. He added that he's heard members of the Jewish community say they're now living in constant fear and that city officials will do more to try and keep them safe. If anyone out there is even thinking about committing an act of hate, the NYPD has proven that it will find you, it will prosecute you, and you will suffer the consequences, de Blasio said. He said that the shooting would be taken as a warning sign about the dangers of anti-Semitic violence. There is a crisis of anti-Semitism gripping this nation. There is a crisis of anti-Semitism in this city. It has continued to take on a more and more violent form all over this country. Now we have seen this extraordinarily extreme form of violence reach the doorstep of New York City, de Blasio said. Mayor Furlop, who is Jewish, told reporters on Wednesday afternoon that he feels that the attack should be called a hate crime because the perpetrators expressed favorable sentiment about anti-Semitic groups on social media. We had conversations earlier on what type of information can be shared and when it can be shared, said Furlop. My sentiment is that it should be viewed as a hate crime and called out aggressively and called out quickly. We'll leave it at that. Furlop said that he felt that he'd learned enough about the suspects and their movement on Tuesday to describe the attack as a hate crime. If we wait forever for some clear message that I'm going to go attack a yeshiva, maybe we're never going to call out anything as anti-Semitic, Furlop said. Furlop also wrote on Twitter that anti-Semitism does not belong in his community. I'm Jewish and proud to live in a community like Jersey City that has always welcomed everyone. It's the home of Ellis Island and has always been the golden door to America. Hate and anti-Semitism have never had a place here in JC and will never have a place in our city, Furlop wrote on Twitter. What we know about the suspects. Attorney General Gruel identified the suspects as David N. Anderson, 47, and Francine Graham, 50. Furlop said they appear to have targeted the kosher market. He also said that police are continuing to investigate the suspects' motives. Gruel added that Anderson and Graham are also the prime suspects in the slaying of an Uber driver in Bayonne, New Jersey.